Hi, this is Jessica with your tarot reading for 2024, exclusively for premium members. Aries, let's look at this as a group or a circle with circles going around it. And let's look at this as something that you already know about from last year when you got a glimpse of potential in March, April, and May 2023. But really, all the action happens with this group or this extended network of yours in January, February 2024. And as you go into December 2024, into January and February 2025, there is something uplifting, elevating, fulfilling, and replenishing about this group. It's the gift that goes on giving. Your card is the Ace of Cups, and the Cups holds everything that is spiritual, emotional, and deeply affecting. Even though you're not particularly known for your feelings and your emotions because you're not a water sign, this is a watery card. Everybody in this network or collective is separate from everybody else and yet connected by something under the surface. So this may, for example, be a Buddhist group. That would be a good example of it. It may be a band, or it may be an online social network. What's different about this card in your destiny is that it shows you really clearly the big news of the year, which is Pluto, all about empowerment, going into the sign of Aquarius, the water bearer, which rules your 11th house of networks, societies, associations, teams, trade unions, political parties, charities, grassroots organizations, and so on. If that was all there was to it, then there wouldn't be much more to say other than that the group is going to go on being the gift that goes on giving. But whatever you achieve collectively is so much more than a trophy or a prize this year. It's a real feeling of connection to something greater than yourselves, and that's what matters. Taurus, your tarot card is Death, which is famous in the tarot for alarming people who draw it. Of course, it never means death. It means the death of the old and the birth of the new. This makes sense when we look at your chart because you have Pluto coming right to the top of your chart, which is where your career, your academic career, or your unpaid role or goals all sit. And Pluto has always been a symbol of the ending that begins the beginning. So you get both at the same time. I should have thought that this is going to happen for you in January and February 2024 when we start to see Aquarius weather. And there will either be a second episode or another unconnecting episode at the end of the year, December 2024, January 2025, February 2025. It's the beginning of a new order. And there is a sense here of having to accept that time will need to pass while those around adjust. This is nothing that can be gotten over quickly. It's dramatic, and drama does require time to absorb it. Also, everybody has to turn to their own individual philosophy or faith or belief or ideas at times like this, because it's at times like this that people go looking for answers. A very common outcome of this is a changing of the guard in your workplace. So, for example, your boss may retire or resign, but also at the same time, the new leadership is within sight. This idea of simultaneous endings and beginnings is really important. And so is timing, because although it would be tempting to immediately turn to the future, which looks very bright indeed, doing that is in a way too fast. It's too much too soon. You can accept that the future is going to be great, that there is a journey to take for you and others to get there, but you also need to accept with this sort of horoscope that it's going to take quite a long time to adjust and accept before everybody can move on. Gemini, your card this year is the Empress. By the way, all these tarot cards show you the most important story of the year. So here we have a picture of a woman who is luxuriating in beautiful surroundings. She is comfortably seated on rather nice cushions, surrounded by a river and beautiful trees and an abundant harvest. This is a terrific card to see in your horoscope, and it really clearly shows the end of Pluto in Capricorn. Capricorn is the sign that rules property. It rules your garden. It rules your house or apartment or your other residence. Capricorn rules what we call matters of a joint financial nature for you. So this may be a shared communal garden, for example, or the local area. The Empress is sitting pretty in this card, and so will you be. Now, Pluto goes out of Capricorn in January, and you've had him there since 2008. So over the last few years, you have worked yourself up into quite a powerful position. You have earned the control and the power that you have, and you also know what matters now. Having been through so many episodes with others over the bank account, the house, the apartment, the business, the charity, and all the rest of it. Where we find you this year is at a peak position where you know what matters, and what matters to you is not even the price tags or the numbers of what you've achieved. It's actually the feeling. It's that feeling of being able to relax in something that brings you tremendous comfort and joy, mainly because you worked so hard to achieve it. Cancer. Well, you have done and said all the right things in the past because good karma is here for you, Cancer. We're talking about the situation with a particular house, garden, apartment, or other residence some 18 or 19 years before. I don't know if you can remember back that far, but you have definitely earned some lovely outcomes in 2024, as you will be extremely happy with what comes to pass in terms of a true sense of home, belonging, comfort, and joy. There will be an extended family involved or a shared household. This may be a traditional family, so you and your husband or wife and two children, for example, or it may be far more creative than that. There are all sorts of things which invite the description of extended family these days. And sometimes it's just a shared house of flatmates or roommates. Having done or said all the right things some 18 or 19 years ago, the South Node in Libra swings around to reward you. And there is a feeling here that you can do more with this. It's not just about the garden or the local surroundings, the roof over your head. It's also about what you can envision for the future, because this has tremendous potential for you as well. Leo. Well, you don't get Saturn and Neptune in your money zone very often, and certainly not together. This year, you could make or save a small fortune, Leo. The potential is there for you, and you have to make it real. If you believe that you deserve a lot of money, either because you save it or you make it, if you feel that it's definitely within your grasp, if you can see it happening, then you're halfway there. The only possible way that you're going to avoid being richer this year is if you truly, honestly don't believe that it's real or that you deserve it. But I think most Leos can accept the fact that this unusual cycle in Pisces in your eighth house of finance, property, charity and business, property, valuables and assets, that transit is there to be used. In fact, use it or lose it seems to be the message from your tarot this year. What you do with the money is very interesting, because you could use it on your current house or apartment, you could use it on the garden, or you could take it and go traveling or even move. It's on that level. It's that amount of money in the hand. All you really have to do is reach for it. Virgo. Well, just like Leo, you have these two planets, Saturn and Neptune, making quite a rare appearance together in your chart. But for you, it's about partnership. It's about a relationship between a woman and a man. It is very much about a woman and a man. You are now at one of those historic points in your year where you have to decide what you are both going to do separately, independently of each other, but also perhaps simultaneously. This is a classic card to see when a married couple have decisions to make about how things are going to be between them. It's also a classic card to see when people who are not married but very much together have choices to make that are going to affect everything. These transits that we're seeing in your opposite sign of Pisces come to a head in March, once the Sun moves into Pisces as well. So as early as the first quarter of 2024, you and he, or you and she, must decide what would set you free. There is every suggestion with the Devil, which is the tarot card that you have, that you are both being overwhelmed or dominated by something or someone that seems bigger than the pair of you. In actual fact, this is an illusion. If you communicate, if you both collaborate and cooperate with each other's independence and freedom in mind, then it would be all too easy to slip the ties that bind or break away from the chains that appear to be holding you. In actual fact, it's just about getting practical and making it happen. The only issue, as I said, is if one of you does it first and the other one follows, or if you both go for freedom together. What sort of freedom? Well, it depends on your personal birth charts. It can be as extreme as separation and divorce, but it can also be two people getting together and having sex for the first time, having been overwhelmed or intimidated by, as I said, something bigger than they are. You do have choices, and there's a certain merit to freedom and independence which defies everything. Libra. The Fool is your tarot card for the year, and it shows you setting off on a journey or adventure, perhaps relocating or emigrating for some of you, and yet there is a risk factor here that has to be taken into account. This sounds like a bit of a wet blanket thing to say, but for all the optimism and the thrill of the chase, the adventure, the path ahead, you do have to pay attention to the little white dog who is barking a warning at the edge of the cliff. This is a very famous card in the tarot, and the white dog was real. Pamela Coleman Smith created an image, though, of somebody who is throwing caution to the winds. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. One look at your chart and we can see why you want to set off. You want to move, you want to travel, you want to be anywhere but where you are. And this will build from the moment that Jupiter goes into Gemini in the month of May. All of this is a 12-year cycle that would be very hard to resist. There are many paths to get to where you want, and you have to look at the timing and the journey itself. This is terribly important in a year like 2024, when the pandemic is still with us and the world itself is still having crisis and conflict. So I don't know where you want to travel to, and I don't know where you may want to move to, but it's extremely important that you sit down and do your homework months before you book your flight, your car journey, or your ship. You need to be a realist with a card like this. Don't be so captivated by the destination that you ignore the very crucial realities at your departure point. If you feel as if you have to turn on your heel and find another way to do this, then do it. If you feel that you have to pause for thought and rethink your itinerary and also your method of getting from A to B, then do it. Your ESP will help you there. Scorpio, you have a tremendous year of healing ahead. You may be healing others or yourself healed. You could also do both. So, for example, it may be you who is brought around by an expert pair of hands, and you then find yourself being able to apply your healing hands to somebody else who needs assistance. When we look at your horoscope this year, Scorpio, we find Chiron in the sign of Aries, together with the North Node. This is a very rare combination in your chart and takes you back at least 18 or 19 years, just in terms of the karma. So about 18 or 19 years ago, you helped and healed somebody, and now it's your turn to receive the same attention and care. It's also true in reverse, so 18 or 19 years ago, it may have been you on the other side of the tables. The healing itself is therapeutic and remedial. It may be a dentist, a doctor, or a surgeon, a dietitian, a naturopath, or an acupuncturist. It may be a psychologist, or even a faith healer or spiritualist healer. It will happen on whatever level you are ready for it. This card is strength in the tarot, and it talks about getting your strength back, but also being strong enough to tackle people or situations which may be intimidating. It takes great courage sometimes, particularly if you're a nurse or a doctor, to go into situations where something has been a problem for quite a long time and where the patient is definitely not an easy walk in the park. Now, that's very true this year if you are the person who is helping others, but maybe you recognise yourself in that description too and realise that you are not the average Joe or Jane for somebody who wants to help. This process between both of you is transformative, it's spiritual, it's uplifting, and it's remarkable, and it's a really big part of the year ahead. Sagittarius. Well, this year you are in the unusual position of having the most delightful home surroundings. You have worked hard, used your taste, and created and fashioned a home environment in your apartment or house, which is just a lovely sanctuary. There is no other way of saying it. There is nothing there stopping you from enjoying, for example, your bedroom as a place to retreat to. And yet when we go to the home that is inside your head, where you live in terms of your headspace, we find the need for a new method or technique that will allow you to properly relax and sleep. This year we have all sorts of transits going through your chart which talk about the need to think about the way that you think. For the first time in about 248 years, you have Pluto going into your zone of thoughts and ideas and mental processes. On the most basic level, this can be about anxiety or depression. It can also be about mastering a way of controlling your thoughts, mindfulness, meditation, as I've said, or even cognitive behavioral therapy. This is the year that you will change your life forever because you will find out how to manage what goes on inside your head and take control of it. It will be empowering and it will be transformative. The truth about you, Sagittarius, is that you can be rich and successful. Think about Taylor Swift, who was born under your sign. But in a cycle like this, there is stuff going on inside you that needs to be sorted out. And better than that, what you achieve this year will be with you for life so that you can enjoy the gorgeous surroundings that you have created in your house or apartment and also feel right at home in your own head. Capricorn. This is one of those years when you really have to look at the screen on your computer, which you may be looking at now, and or your telephone. You have a really interesting time ahead when at last you come to terms with everything that you're processing and absorbing online. You have Saturn, your ruling planet, going through your zone of communication, understanding, learning, digital information, and all that you read or hear online. Not only Saturn is in Pisces, but Neptune as well. So there is a search here for something more. You won't be satisfied with just the words or the images. You're looking for more meaningful answers this year. And although you will have to be by yourself to find them, and your relationship with your computer or your telephone may be quite a passionate one, you're going to come out of this like a new person. In fact, your horoscope suggests, along with your tarot card, the Hermit, that now is the time for you to seek within and go within in order to find what is true for you spiritually. It may be faith in something or someone. It may be a particular philosophy. It may be religious for some Capricorns. Whatever it is a reflection of what you see on the screen. And the screen is a reflection of what you hold to be true and valuable. You are looking for a guiding light, and you will find it this year because of the time that you spend by yourself, online or on your phone, looking for deeper answers. Aquarius. Well, here we have the King of Cups in the tarot, and here we have a crew in the background. It's very important that this is the year people connect with their crew. You cannot afford to be all at sea, and neither can anybody else. There is an opportunity in 2024, which is very special. It will enable yourself or somebody else who is cast adrift and rather isolated to find their way on the same path, on the same mission, as a group of people who are committed to where they're going, a shared destination by a shared bunch of like-minded compatriots. You could call this a crew, as in a crew on a ship, on a successful mission somewhere. Here's the twist, though. It may be that 2024 is the year that things stay exactly as they are, which means that solo really does mean solo. You or somebody else does remain inaccessible, hard to reach, in your own little world, perhaps disconnected from everything and everybody around you. This is understandable. You're in that sort of transit, but it would be a waste of potential because time alone is time to enrich one's knowledge, one's soul, one's spirituality, and all the other gifts that come with spending time on your own too. And that can all be brought to something that we might call a mission or a group enterprise involving a crew that is yet to be discovered. It's much more interesting, really, to be with others than to be alone, and that's the message this year. If you're dealing with somebody who sounds like this, who is isolated and hard, if not impossible, to reach, then try and steer the situation around to them so that they are able to join. Pisces. Well, you are the sign of compassion. Neptune is your planetary ruler, and you have a deep feeling for others, other people, sometimes animals, anything which allows you to put yourself in other people's shoes. Shoes are in fact ruled by Pisces, and the boot is on the other foot this year. There will be a period of time when the money is far less important than understanding what can be done with it, as an act of compassion or kindness or an act of charity. This is a huge year, whether you are looking for money because you need it, or whether you have it to give, or whether you are in a position to help others find it. The fact is that there are mighty institutions in our society, whether you call them churches or good causes, philanthropic trust funds or government departments, and there is money here which will absolutely rescue a situation that's showing up in your chart. This may be one or two other people you know who need help. It may be you yourself who is looking for help. But the good news is that in this year of karma, with the nodes in the signs of money for you and property, there is a sense of life 18 or 19 years coming back. So if you gave or helped or donated 18 or 19 years ago, that good karma now returns to you. And if you were on the receiving end, then you will now be in a position to turn the karmic tables. There is a huge message here about understanding that it's state of mind that makes all the difference. Raise the expectations, increase the optimism, open the eyes, look up and hope for something better, and you will be amazed at what can come around for yourself or others. As I've said, the money is there. That's what it's there for. It's there to be used. And in 2024, it's going to make all the difference.